T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
106.5 The End.
No, these teeth are not false. They are real.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
We need Wake Up Call listeners for this one. 766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. We got a Dear Wake Up Call. Dear Wake Up Call, my fiance comes from a huge family where all 9 siblings spend an enormous amount of time together, including every holiday, some of which they've made up, birthdays, and milestones. They all have firm traditions regarding food, games, costumes, etc. I participate, but it's often overwhelming for me because my family is so different. When we get married, do I still have to take part in all of this? 766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. If you were in this situation, how would you handle this?
So I am in this situation, or at least I was when my wife and I got married, because my family is big, but they're not as close as they used to be, geographically speaking. So they don't get together. Her family all still lived at the time in the same little town in Ohio, all of them. And there's lots of cousins, and there's aunts and uncles, and this was them. Now, when we made the decision that I was going to start spending Christmases with her side of the family, I knew that that meant that I needed to accept all their weird traditions, and I had to just grin and go along with it. You have to. Do some of your in-law traditions. You just have to, or you're going to run into so many problems.
What do you think, Rain?
I think it is kind of expected that maybe that person that's going to now be a part of the family should probably participate too.
Yeah, as long as it's not like super crazy, like, you know, every year on Easter we spit on the cat or something like that. Like, you know, I mean, okay, you should probably not mention that one because that's weird. But I mean, I know for a fact though that your family does some really wacky traditions.
I don't know how wacky they are.
What?
Because we always put potatoes in our Christmas stockings and we write our gifts. We pretend that they're from famous people.
What?
Didn't know about either of those.
That's wacky.
What did you think about how...
Dancing on the table.
Oh, we do that at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so
you get on the table and dance.
And the youngest person in the family get on the Thanksgiving Day table after everybody's eaten. The food is cleared. And we put on music and we dance. We do that.
I mean, that's a really intense, weird tradition.
But nobody else has to participate in it. See, I'm very torn on this because I would never expect my spouse to, like, jump in and be part of some of these wacky traditions if it didn't make him comfortable. Be present for it. But I think it's kind of up to me to set the... What?
Yeah, you don't have to dance on the table, but you should watch me dance on the table.
No, I mean, like, come to Thanksgiving with me. But, like, I kind of think it's on the guy here to make it clear to his family that, hey, she doesn't have to do these if she doesn't want to.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. I want to come back to something you said here in a second, but here's some texts. Yes, you have to go along with it. You're not just marrying them. You're marrying into their family, including their traditions.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's another one. You have to participate. You know it's important to your spouse and his family prior to getting married. His feelings won't change after marriage, and you changing will create resentment for your spouse.
It's true.
All right, so I want to go back to what Katie said. You put potatoes in stockings and you pretend that they're from famous people?
No! Oh my God.
That's stupid.
No, at the bottom of everybody's stocking before Santa fills it, we put a potato in there because it gives you a prosperous new year coming up. Now, for our gifts, what we do is we say, like, to Rain, and then I'd say from Ariana Grande or somebody that's in the news. And then sometimes you, like, depending on what's in that, you'll try to, like, think of a celebrity that makes sense for whatever the gift is after you unwrap it. But sometimes you just go, like, okay, this person's pop culture. And then you open it, and then you go, thank you, Ariana.
The only time that your spouse gets to not do that is on Christmas Eve when Katie goes to her husband, Mike, and goes, oh, you got to go to the store and get potatoes. Mike gets to go, no.
Wait, why? Of all the things that
you go to the store and get potatoes.
Well, my mom supplies the potatoes, then we have them for dinner later.
Ew.
Why? You don't put your foot in a stocking, stupid.
Someone texted in, I agree with Katie. And by the way, I love her traditions.
Oh, feel free to use them.
Except the potato thing. That's weird.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.